Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. And with me today, I have Andrew Orr. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. And John Martellaro, how are you?
I am doing good, too. Nice to be here.
It's great to have both of you here. It's also awesome that VideoBlocks is our sponsor today. They make, they have the stock audio, image, and video service that I've been using for content for some of the articles that I've been writing at Mac Observer. So I think it's pretty cool that they are our sponsor. And we'll talk about them in a little bit. But what we need to do right now is talk about net neutrality. So, John, you found something yesterday that says the fight is still on. So, give us an update on where we stand right now with.
Well, I didn't find an article per se that said the fight is still on. I just sort of doing all the reading that I've been doing about it. It seems to me, in putting the pieces together, that this fight's going to continue. It's because there's a lot at stake, and it's an FCC ruling that was political, along political lines, and there's been no congressional legislation passed, and so it's something that is as easy to undo as it was for the original FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, to put in place. So I suspect that there's going to be a lot of pushback for several reasons. This really impacts a lot of people directly. I mean, the tax situation is a little nebulous and kind of hard to figure out and is in the distant future, but this is a direct impact on everybody's internet lives. And so there's going to be a possibility for people to get more active in voting in the midterms. Congress may come under pressure. The ISPs certainly don't want to become even more hated than they already are. And another result could be that some organizations or groups with some financial resources might think about, you know, building a different internet, a next generation internet. It's been a fantasy for a long time for a lot of people on Internet 3. There's an Internet 2 that's used for education. I don't know if it still exists. But an Internet 3 that's IPv6 and eliminates the possibility of a lot of tomfoolery that's going on the Internet that we have. It might be an opportunity to start over and rebuild a better, smarter, more secure, safer Internet. So I'm sure that, and I linked to an effort that I read about in the article that I wrote. Mm-hmm. Vice Media has a clever plan for the end of net neutrality. Build a community-owned internet service. So you're going to see things like that popping up. You're going to see a discussion about the change in the political structure at the midterms, possibly, which could unseat the FCC chairman. And my gut intuition on this is that it's not just an open-and-shut case. That there's going to be continued political maneuvering, reactions to it. Smart companies are going to figure out a way around it if they need to. I don't think it's the end of the world. Stephen Colbert opened up the other night and said, "You like the internet? Well, the internet's dead. It's great for comedy, but it's not an enduring principle of our technological life."
Yeah.
Well, my concern is that while the internet is not dead, that it's going to be painfully restricted for a lot of people, and I have concerns about what happens when we start seeing grassroots internet companies popping up. Like you were mentioning, like a community internet, and what happens when that has to interact with content that passes through networks that are owned by other companies. You know, specifically, what happens if it goes through a level 3 part of the backbone or through an Xfinity part of the backbone? And at that point, now you still run into the same problems, which is you can have a company saying, well, you know, sure, maybe that content can pass through, but if you really want it to get all the way to you the way you want it, it's going to cost a little bit more.
We've heard stories about Apple working with Boeing on a small satellite constellation to provide internet access from space. Maybe the way to do it, instead of building a new optical backbone on terrestrial, is to have a new internet backbone in space and just start all over. And well, then Apple could
if we start
run
over,
it the way they want to.
So if we start over, what happens with everything that's passing through the networks that already exist?
Well, I don't know how exactly that would happen, but I have a vague vision of if you did do a satellite constellation of a new internet, what you do is you would have a more restrictive process for inviting people to participate. And legitimate entities would be allowed onto that internet and block out the undesirable elements.
So would this be sort of
technical means?
Sort of like from a logistical standpoint, the way AOL used to work, where you're in this walled garden where everything that happens inside this garden, this internet garden, would be controlled and regulated. And then if you want anything outside that walled internet garden, then the service has to go and get it for you.
That might be one way to look at it. It's a pretty complex issue, but at this point, I'm not thinking about trying to solve the problem or reinvent what really some really smart people could be doing. I'm just hypothesizing that this could be a trigger point to say, well, you know, the internet as we do now is a hive of scum and villainy, and let's just, you know, rebuild a new one in our own vision and give up on the government's politicization of the internet. So, might be. But I think the big picture is that the fight isn't over. I think there'll be flux in Congress and some flux on the FCC board makeup in time. And it can be as easily undone as it was done.
And we also have attorneys general from several states filing lawsuit.
Mentioned that in the article. Yeah.
Yep. And then my expectation, and I think I've mentioned this before, is that with this lawsuit or group of lawsuits, we will see a request for injunction blocking the FCC's rule changes from going into place until the lawsuit runs its course. So if that's the case, we're looking at months or a couple of years before something happens, unless in the meantime, we see Congress take action and pass laws that govern how net neutrality is managed and what that means from a legal standpoint. And if that's the case, well, then the lawsuit would just kind of go away because the FCC would be bound by a new set of rules.
Yeah, I think of it as the Apple Samsung case, where there was an original news report that, you know, Samsung was going to have to pay Apple $1 billion, and everybody got all excited, and it's dragged on for years and years and years. Retrials and appeals. And that's the way things tend to go, rather than a magic switch, you know, lighting us.
All right. Well, my guess is we'll be talking about this topic more, and I'm curious to see what happens with these lawsuits that are being brought by states. So
me too.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about this more. But in the meantime, hey, we have a sponsor. And that sponsor is VideoBlocks. And here's the deal. So what I did when I first started trying VideoBlocks, I started with a video service because I figured the images, I'd seen just a few of them and was like, okay, yep, I'm seeing what I expect to see. This is good. So I thought, let's try something where there's a much higher likelihood that I could be disappointed. Let's go check out their video content. And it turns out I was not disappointed. In fact, I was quite pleasantly surprised. So I went and searched for Colorado mountains because I live in Colorado. So I have a pretty good idea, with as much time as I spend in the mountains, what I ought to see. And so I saw this great collection of mountains from above, from ground level, from old abandoned ghost towns, mining towns that are just tucked away in the trees up in the mountains, and great stuff from summer and winter and fall. And I just loved what I was coming up with. And I also love that they have tons of really good looking 4K video content, and they have a lot of drone stuff too. So if you need those dramatic flyover shots, they've got you covered. So this is really cool because they have all this great content, and it's royalty free, and their service is really affordable. And you can download as much as you want. It's unlimited downloads. So if you have a business where you need to have stock video, stock photo, stock audio for your various projects, and you don't want to have to spend a fortune to make that happen, VideoBlox is a really great option. So it costs $149 a year for one of the services. Like, if all you need is video, $149. If all you need is images, $149. And they have over 150,000 videos, more coming all the time, over 100,000 audio clips, over 400,000 images. So they have a lot of stuff for you to sift through. But it's easy to sift through, which is great. But here's the deal. Since all of you are listening to Daily Observations, you get a special deal because they put one together for us, and it's called the Triple Bundle. So regularly you pay $149 a year for unlimited access to the video, audio, or images. But this month you get the Triple Bundle, all $349 for a full year, unlimited downloads. So to get the special Triple Bundle offer, you need to go to videoblocks.com/TDO. Don't wait, because the deal's good only in December. And that means you only have a couple weeks left. So don't procrastinate, because you'll miss out. That's videoblocks.com/TDO. And thank you, VideoBlocks, for being our sponsor. All right. So Andrew, you came up with a really cool tip yesterday. Mm-hmm. Which seemed to me like an awesome way to keep an old iPad still in use, so it doesn't just sit in a drawer and collect dust. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so I found several apps that you can use to set up your iPad as a security camera.
Cool. Okay, so how does this work?
Each app is pretty straightforward. Like, they have their own instructions for each one. So basically what you do is you need to have the app on both the iPad and your iPhone, or another iPad maybe. And then you can set your iPad in whatever area of the house or outside that you want to surveil. And then you can use the other app on your phone to get a live feed of whatever the camera is seeing.
Okay, so the camera, or your iPad plus the app that's monitor or running on it.
Yeah,
they use your local Wi-Fi network, and then you can access whatever the camera is seeing while you're on your network and remotely as well.
Yeah, that's how I understood it.
Okay. And can you get alerts when you're using these apps?
Yep, you can get alerts. And with one of the apps I found, it's called Presence. Mm-hmm. And you can set up what they call the neighborhood watch, which means you can let other people get alerts on their devices. So you can have multiple people being able to keep an eye on your home, you know, if you're gone on vacation or whatever.
Okay, so
that brings up my question, Andrew. Mm-hmm. So the iPad and the iPhone don't have to be on the same subnet. They can be talking through your router from a distance.
Yeah. One of the other apps, It offers peer-to-peer technology. So this will automatically give you the fastest connection, and it will adjust the video quality if you have slow network speeds, and you can use it wherever you are.
All right, that's cool. Okay, and so these apps, I'm looking at the ones that you listed in the article. So that would be Presence, ManyThing, and Alfred Camera.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up all these apps for free, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And are they useful in their free form, or do you need to pay for other services or subscriptions to really take advantage of them?
You should probably get a subscription to get the most out of it. Mm-hmm. But one of the apps, let's see which one. I think it was ManyThing. They offered a free plan that lets you use one iPad. And then if you upgrade to their subscription plan, which all of these apps, I think their cheapest subscription was, you know, $3 or $4 a month.
Okay. So one trip to Starbucks, the equivalent, one trip to Starbucks a day for one day is the equivalent of what you'd be paying for a month for their services. And then that gives you what, the ability to store videos online and
that's the other thing. So the subscription for this app, I don't know if all apps are offering this or just this one, but I imagine all would. You can store the video in the cloud.
Okay.
And they also have other features like motion detection. Some of them can integrate with IFTTT, etc.
Okay. So if you're using IFT, you could have some camera trigger like it sees motion, and then use that to make something else happen, like get a different type of alert, turn on your hue bulbs, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That's very cool. All right, and you can test all these apps out for free and continue to use them, but if you pay for subscription, then you just get more features like cloud storage or multiple camera support, stuff like that.
Yep.
Okay. And that's really cool, because I know that there are people that have iPads sitting around that may not be used regularly or even at all right now. So this would be a great way to repurpose those into something that's really useful.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll make sure there's a link to your article from yesterday in today's show notes, so people can go check out all three of these apps. And thanks for tracking those down.
Yeah, no problem. And also in the article, I was searching on Amazon and I linked to a couple of tripods and a wall mount. So,
Cool. So you can have a way to set up the iPad as opposed to like prop it against a wall and hope it doesn't slide up.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Well, we are out of time, so we have to wrap up. Andrew, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's always great. And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
My pleasure. And VideoBlocks, thank you for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, videoblocks.com/TDO, and sign up for that triple bundle. $149 a year gets you all the audio, video, and images for that one price. Unlimited downloads, royalty-free, great way to get the stock content that you need for your business projects or your personal projects. And take advantage of that, videoblocks.com/TDO. Listeners, thank you for being here. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.